This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As of this year, firms with more than 50 employees need to offer workers insurance or face fines. That's part of the Affordable Care Act, and it is a tall and expensive order for some employers who currently offer nothing. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
There are loads of businesses with thin margins, think retail and the service industry. Benestream CEO Ben Geierhan says typically those businesses can only afford to offer plans with high deductibles and copays.
The employers offer plans that are expensive for the employer and expensive to the employee. That's a lose-lose.
Geierhan says he's come up with a win-win. For a price, he'll comb through a business's employee rolls and see who qualifies for Medicaid.
If you can get people who are Medicaid eligible off your plan, save a lot of money.
Geierhan says a business can avoid $5,000 to $15,000 on average for every employee shifted onto the taxpayer-funded program. He says 99 out of 100 employees will do better on that program because they don't have to pay high deductibles and copays. If this sounds like it's too good to be true, Bob Kocher says you're right.
The hitch is that it's shifting cost from the employee and employer onto the government.
Kocher's a venture capitalist and former Obama health policy advisor. As it stands now, businesses pay fines if their employees buy subsidized insurance on the exchanges, but not for Medicaid. Kocher says Washington could easily change rules and fine companies if Geierhan's business takes off.
It was not ever imagined that employers would systematically try to offload their workers onto Medicaid rolls. Or have, you know, software systems that go through and identify them and say, did you know you might get Medicaid?
The optics for sure are a big challenge.
That's Harvard's Dr. Ben Summers. Summers leaves it to policymakers to decide if this cost shift is equitable. He says the important thing is workers must decide if Medicaid is a better healthcare fit.
What we do know is that people with Medicaid are going to be on the hook for less of their care financially than they would with private coverage.
What we don't know, says Summers, is whether Medicaid will offer these low-income workers better care. If not, Summers says workers can re-enroll in the company plan next year. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.